Further, I'd like to learn the Taisus thing we did not learn yesterday, and that's Kuvdalad Amid Aleph and Kuvdalad Amid Beis. We hear in the Mishnah, a Machlokes, Rameir and the Chachamim, there is a shear of Chof Hashanim, that if a woman was not Teveya the Ksube for Chof Hashanim, she loses the Ksube. Now, the Shaila is, what is this Cheshbin of Chof HaShonim? So Rameya said, if it's Chof HaShonim Beveis Baila, so then, we can assume that in these Chof HaShonim, she helped herself, Minichsei HaYisayimim, which she wasn't entitled to take, so whatever she took will add up to her ksube. So if 25 years passed and she was beveis by law, so automatically she was gave her ksube with that which she had helped herself. She gave to shchainim for tzedakah, but al kaponim she didn't have a right to do it. And if she was beveis avia, so then this doesn't apply. So then she's gaiva ksuba saloila. And the Chachamim say that when she's bebeis by law, then she's always gaiva the ksuba. When she's bebeis avio, then there's a shear of 25 years. And what is the reason of 25 years beveis avio? Because why wasn't she teveya the ksube in these 25 years? She didn't mention at all the ksube. So that's a raya that she was meichel the ksube. Beveis bailo, she feels indebted to the yisoymim, the mechabita. So she stirs sich to talk about a ksube. So then, that which she wasn't teiveya a ksube is not because she was meichel de ksube, no. She found it difficult to speak about. So then, her shtike is not a raya on mechilas a ksube. And really, before we learn Taisvis, I would like to learn a Meiridike Taisvis Rid, and there's a Machlekes Arishainim in this Nekuda. The Taisvis Rid starts, it is around on the, before the lines get wide in the Taisvis Rid, it's around 12 lines from when the lines are still thin. Ella. It starts with Ella. From the lines are thin. Ella tam ibud ksubehi. The reason why she loses the ksuba according to the Chachamim. She calls as man if this passed by mochlam ksubos. Vilkach calls man shehi bebeis bailo. Benizaynis minachosov. Goivek subosa loylo. Now, the Taisus Rit says something very interesting. Shezeh shesos shoshosko. That what she kept quiet. Loimid neishem mochlo. She wasn't moichel duksuba. Elbavu mizaynisel. She wants mizaynis. If she's gonna be teveya the ksuba, she loses the mizaynis. So why should she talk about a ksuba? Now she's getting mezainis each day, so memela beveis by law, she doesn't talk about ksuba. She'af im hoyo roitzim lagvoisa ksubos aloi hoisa mekabels. I feel they would talk about the ksuba. Say, chas v'sholem, let's not talk about the ksuba. You just give me mezainis each day. Kadesh le'tavsid mezainis. So memela, go anu mahalach, so beveis by law, she doesn't want to speak about ksuba because she wants mezainis. For chos man she beveis avio, v'loy hayu zonin oiso sham, she makes an akimte. There they weren't giving her mezainis. is Goivik Subos at Chof Eishonim. So there she's Goivik the Ksubit for 25 years. Avim Shosa Chof Eishonim Loitove. Ksubosa Mochlosa. Avidavke Vishloiho Yazoni Noisosham. They weren't giving him a Zionist. Avim Yazoni Noisosham Zeshe Shosko. Again, we have the same reason. There's no chilik between base bailo and base of here. The chilik is base bailo speaking about that we're giving him a zaynus, and base of here they weren't giving him a zaynus. So if you want to write some like voisak subosa, who lay hay some cabellas, shle tavsid lum zaynusel. Behind kosa, gam rabbein chananelzal. Now, I would like to stop here. This is the Shitas HaTosfos Ri, this is the Shitas Rabbein Chananel. Rashi B'yos seems to hold not like that. Rashi says, Alts Kovid. We'll see later, Rashi also Alts Kovid. And the Rosh himself wants to be Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Chananel. But L'chayre, the Sfore is Amoyre de Kesfore. It's Amoyre de Kesfore. I mean, if she's getting Mezainis, so L'locha, we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Chananel, we paskin like the Chilkim, the Rosh. The Rambam is also chaylik on the Rabbeinu Chananel. But l'chayre, the svore of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Taisus Rida Meiradik, why should she mon the ksube, she lose her mezainis? I didn't see someone should ask it behedye, but dach sechmir, I think the Teretz is the Ramo and Simon Kuf Aleph, brings down Aram, that really you don't have to mon the ksube. Talk about the ksube. Just mention it. It says in the Mishnah the Loshen, Meisa Yorshe Maskirin Ksubos Ad Eschim V'chomeshonim. The Yorshim are Maskir the ksube. I mean, they're not Peiveya the ksube. They're just telling, you know, there's a ksube. I didn't forget about it. You're just giving me Zainis, but speak about it. Don't get misinformed for my shtike. That's what she should have said. Not to be tevei de ksube. L'chayre, that is the svara of the chilkim and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, it seems bebeis bailo, the way Rashi says, she's ashamed even to talk about the ksube, that's what it seemed like then. Now, the Gemara asked Akashim, according to Rameya, the reason after 25 years, if she was Beveis Bailo, she doesn't get a ksuba because she ate up the ksuba already, she helped herself. So the Gemara asked, now, as an Isha Aniya, after 25 years, she's Goyva the Mosaim. Marta Bas Baites, who was Anisha Ashiras, he also say after 25 years she ate up a ksuba, she had a tremendous ksuba. And the Mishnah is stamped, the Mishnah says every Isha beveis baila, according to Rameya, after 25 years they lose the ksuba. That was Abayis Kasha to Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef answered him, Lefum Gam Lo Shichano. That means the bigger the ksuba, the more they help themselves. Some amela, it works in the same ratio. That so in 25 years they help themselves. An aniya and a smaller oifen, malta bas baitis and a bigger oifen. Zok Taisvis Omali Rebbe. That Rebbe told him Dahach Pirche Lesa Alibe de Bar Kapor. Now, we had a machloikis, on Kuvdal Domet Beis, between Bar Kapore and Rabbi Yochanan, after 25 years, does she lose the Taisvis also? Bakapora said she doesn't lose the Tosfos, and Rabbi Yochanan says she does lose the Tosfos. So Rebbe said, "Dahach pircha lesa libe de bal kapora." The omer lekama loishon alamona mosayim alva Tosfos islo. So memele, according to bal kapora, the kasha fangsach nishdan. Marte bas baites had a big sube with a Tosfos. Now the Tosfos she gets back. Marte bas baites only loses mona mosayim, the same thing that everyone else loses. So what's bechlal the gemore's kasha? That's what Rabbi said. So this gemore, even though the gemore does not bring down the machloikis of Bar Kapor and Rabbi Yochanan, but we have to understand this by ourselves, that the Gemara's kasha is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Dach pircha lasa libe de Bar Kapor, doma lekama leishona lemona mosayim avoteisus islo, de leinyin ksube de reisem marta bas baites vaniye shebisrol shovitz. Ela libe de Rabbi Yochanan. Abayis kasha was a libe de Rabbi Yochanan, da oma da filo teisvis ein lo. Ayri hochi. That is what Rabbi told him. Velinire, and he wants to be chaylik with Rabbi, that the Gemara no med beis is no shaykhis with Rameyim. Da libe de kula alme ise, da hoche, da libe de kula alme ise. The Gemara's kasha over here is according to everyone. There's no shaykhis at all in the machlokes of Bar Kapore and Rabbi Yochanan. The hoch alibe de Rab Meir Ayri. Our Gemara is speaking according to Rab Meir that says that she eats up her ksube. Ulekamon, and the Gemara further that there's a machlokes, does she lose the taisvis? Doesn't she lose the taisvis? Bar Kapor is only going according to the Rabbonim. The Omri goyve ksubos beveisavi ad chof heishonim, vohoyu vishososo kol kach mochloso, that beveisavi, since she waited 25 years, she was moichel, vohomar Bar Kapor in Hilchus Mechile. So Bar Kapor said, the Chachomim said that she's Meichel the Ksube, so Bar Kapor said, Davke Mona Messiah Mochlo. The Chiev Ksube, she's Meichel. Avot Toisvis, Davike Moi Matone Baalm, Eloi Mochlo. A Toisvis, you're not Meichel. The Meishar Baal Choyv, the Eloi Mochel. Just like a Baal Choyv, he has a Choyv for 26 years, and he didn't open up his mouth and say, oh, a Rai, was Meichel. Nechte Gitog. So this is a maton. By ksube, somehow they said that she's moichel. But if she has a right to the money because of a different sibah, we don't say she's moichel, even though she didn't mention it. Avol Rameya. So that's the whole Gemara Nomad base is going according to the Chachamim, who say the reason she loses the ksuba is because of mechilas. She have a machloikis, Bar Kapore, and Rabbi Yochanan. What is she moichel? Bar Kapore says she's only moichel the ksuba. Rabbi Yochanan says tnai ksuba ke ksuba. She's moichel everything, the Tosfos also. Avol Rab Meir, the mafsedo, according to Rab Meir, the mafsedo mishum sheyesh be'esrim v'chom meishoni shetase Toive keneged ksube. The cheshbin is a different, because in 25 years she uses up, minichse yisoimim keneged ksube, en chilek bein taisus lamona messiah, the lafum gam lo shichana, fakert. That means whatever, the great, fakert, she takes with this cheshbin. She knows she has a big ksube, so that's how she helps herself. The Eloi taima hochi. So according to Ramey, the Tosfos Zichah goes into Cheshbon, because of whom gam lo shichana. Dilei teima hoche el ad Ramey koi, that Bar Kapor and Rabbi Yochanan are going according to Ramey, im kein mi de koma de Tosfos yeshlo. So if Bar Kapor says she has the Tosfos, al meleslei de lefum gam lo shichana. So he doesn't hold that she helps herself according to what she's going to get. He doesn't hold that because as the Taisvis, she gets. So she helps herself. Every woman helps themselves the same amount. Im kein kosher l'didei, so then it'll be a kasher an bar kapore, al mone duksubosa mona ad chofei shonim, upsula duksubosa masayim ad chofei shonim. So memele, so how did he understand this? Why did he have to jump to Marte Basbaitis? If you hold, according to Bar Kapo, forget about it. I mean, according to Bar Kapo, we say Bar Kapo is going according to Rameo also. So memele, how did Bar Kapo understand the difference between an Almon and a Psula? Asking me the Mashiach and Meredith Kikash, and how did Abai understand the difference between Amon and Psula? I mean, that was Rav Yosef tells of whom Gamla Shichana, but how did Abai understand it? Okay. The Daimali Dava Porsche, the Libe de Rabon, the Kulasugi Lakama, Mayra Libe de Rabon. Fine. Hey, Chidomi. Now, we had a second Machloikis. If she kept the shtar ksuba after 25 years. Is that a raya that she wasn't meichel? Because why is she holding the shtar ksuba? Well, it's no raya. So here the machloikis. Rav had said that if she hears the shtar ksuba, she's not meichel. Only speaking about she doesn't have the shtar ksuba. So mois takashem, we learned that a grusha is never moichel after 25 years. And the Morris has it speaking about, if she doesn't have the ksube, so b'chal she can't be goyve. And she has the ksube, and dafke a grusha, and not an amone, and a kash and rav. Teime, a mailoi daike moi kebe mas nisim be mai govye. Why do you have to jump to a baraisa with a grusha? B'may govi b'shloi shosa chofei, elolav nekita ksube, k'toni democh lebochofei. Why do you have to go to a, just asking a psastam kasha? How could every grusha be goiva al kochoch with the ksube? So let's be back to the same kasha from our Mishnah. How could every amona be goiva? B'shloi meda masnisen, like la mifrachti, kala meima da masnisen, ba'idei mise. The Mishnah is speaking about that he doesn't have a ksube, but she is eidim misa. V'halibe derat kaima d'udidei almone govye beidim misa, and almone is govye beidim misa. She don't need a ksube. V'hod dekoma idolei nekitne ksube biyode b'may govye hainu get. What does mean a ksube? Because Rav holds she's govye the ksube with a get. Chaman dekosu beimone mesayim domi del Rav grusha legovye ela beget. The ksube she's govye with a get. Let's see the last Taisa Mohuma Rav Lashon Amon Masayim Avo Taisvis Yeshla. Now, Rav said, after like Bal Kapore, that the Taisvis she has. She's not Michael the Taisvis. Name him Cain. Amaiko Marav Lael Lashon Lokshain Shtaksube Yates Mitachas Yoda. Avo Kshtaksube Yates Mitachas Yoda Gaivek Suboso Loilam. My raya he that which is holding the shtak suba, my raya mishum shtak suba, hoyul, let's see the marshal's gilsa, hoyul vegoive bo lerav the toisvis. So toisvis is asking a mirror de kekashe, how do these two members of Rav stem? We hear an omedal of Rav says that if she's keeping on to the shtak suba after 25 years, it's a raya that she was not moichel the ksuba. Why is she holding it on? It's what's hotzi from the ksuba? And Rav Nomet Bey says that the toisvis, she's never, Rav Nomet Bey says the toisvis, she's never moichel. So now what's your kasha? And Rav God before says that she's going with the toisvis with the shtak suba. So what's your kasha? Why she's holding on to the shtar ksuba? She's holding on to the shtar ksuba to be good with the toisvis. So what's the raya that she's not moichel the mona masai? Before we go further, I just want to mention, another toisvis rid. The toisvis rid says, we hear a machlokes if she's moichel the toisvis or not. Avol nidunyoso sheviyo mi beis aviyo, but the nichsei tzoyim balzel chayv gomohu v'goyv loylo. This she's zicha never meichel. This is nothing but to talk about. Ksube is something they give her. She didn't. There's no chesor a moment. Toisvus is also a matone, so that could be she's meichel. But in the dunya where her father brought in and he's owes it. So that's like every Baal Chayv we say that she's not Meichel, so here, that he's not Meichel, so here she's also not Meichel. Now we're going to have a very interesting Gemara. Look the Gemara after the two dots, the middle of the Omid. Chamsei the Rabchiya Ariche. Rabchiya Ariche means he was the tall Rabchiya. Shiti was extraordinary tool, and that's why it's called Rabchi Ariche. Now, his mother-in-law is Intas Ach V'Haboy. So the sheet explains that his mother-in-law had a daughter from a different husband. That husband died, and Rabchi married the daughter. Now, she went, and she married Rabchi's brother. Intas Ach V'Haboy. Now, Rabchi's brother died, without children. There was no mitzvah of Yibum because Chamoisoi, so she didn't fall the Yibum to Rabchi. Rabchi Yarshind Nichsei Ochiv. He was a brother. He Yarshind the Nechosim. And V'almone Beveis Haviya Havoy. And she, there was no Yisayimim, there was no base Baila, so she went to her father, and she was there the whole time. V'zono eschim v'chomesh nin b'veinosha. He gave her mezainis for 25 years. L'soif, after the 25 years, so like this we'll see soon, the mezainis came every day, mamish, no problem. After 25 years, nothing happens. So she asked him, L'seif omro le havli mezaini, omro lo leslach mezaini. Sorry, you don't have mezainis. And we'll see this. So the Shitim Gebetzer says, because he held after 25 years, she's moichel de ksube, she doesn't have a ksube, she doesn't have mezainis either. After 25 years, we're finished. 25 years, he gave her mezainis, that's it. Now she was moichel. She doesn't have any more. Havli ksube, give me the ksube, no mezainis, give me the ksube. Amala, le mezaini islach, le ksube islach. No. She had a very choshev eidim, but when it comes to money, you don't, you got that entire, finished. Tavat eledin mekame de rabba bashila. So she schlept her eidim to rabba bashila. All of a sudden everything she loses. No mezainis, no ksube. Omar loei, so he told, so rabba bashila asked Rabchi Ariche, eimele easy gufa duv dehechave. Tell me now what the story was. Tell me exactly what happened. Omar loei, so he told her, Zeniso esrim v'chomesh shonim bebeinosha. I gave her mezainis 25 years when she was beveis avio. B'chaye dema, I can swear on your life, de bekatfoi amtoilo. I was so elech, I carried the mezainis on my shoulders. I didn't send anybody to bring her mezainis. I went each day, bekvoidi ba'atzmi, I gave her mezainis for 25 years. Right? Omalei, Sarabba Bashila said, Taime mai omar rabonon kol zman shibeveiz bailo goivik suboseloilo. So let's understand. The Mishnah says, Bebeis Baila, it's never Mechila. Tamrine Mishum Kisufa Hu Deloi Tova. That means, she didn't want to speak about Ksube. Rashi said, the Machabata Bebeis Baila. She can't talk about Ksube. Sie Sterzach. But it's no Raya that she was Meichel de Ksube. Is, Hachanami mishum kisufu deloy tov. The same thing. You're so nice to her. You yourself, you brought him a zaynus for 25 years. How could she open up her mouth and speak about ksuba? So she never was moichel de ksuba. She was ashamed to talk about it. So it's not mechile. So by you being such a nice son-in-law, and but he did it the brother-in-law, about Kaponim, she wasn't Michael. A fine shtick there, he paskin, Rabbi Bashila paskin against Rabbi Chiyariche. Zil Havlo, so he told him, give her Mezoines, or give her ksuba, she wants a ksuba now, give her a ksuba, that never was a mechila. Layashkach, Abchi Yariche, he thought, the Rabbi Bashila, says in Shita Megbetz, he thought, as it's verkehrt for that Mishnah, as it's a pshatul in that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if she's bebei sovio, he knew a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if she's bebei sovio, she's Michael after 25 years. Look at the Rapshatel, Rapsavazach, not all the time, but Beis Aviyah. If you brought a Mizainis on your shoulders, then Beis Aviyah is like Beis Bailo. Right? You want to say, Chabura, Shtich Teire, for Shalashudis, Mamela. But, I should be Mechuyev to pay money because of this Shtich Teire, and of the Mishtifakel. Like Ashkechbo. No. But Rabbi Bashila, so he wasn't cooperative. That means, he's not giving her ksuba. She's moichel. Kosov lo adrachta nichsei. Rabbi Bashila is a dayan, so he wrote an adrachta. She can now, adrachta is a shtach and bezn, that she can be goyven now from the chosov. She has a right from bezn to goyven. Also lakami derov. Now this was insult over insult. I mean, now you say she can be goyven. Also, lekami de rovas, Rabbi Chiya came to Rove, omalei, chazima heichi donon. You see what he did. You see how he paskin. Rabbi Bashila, adayin heister, he paskin. You see what he did, how he paskin? Omalei, shapa donach. What are you talking about? As a techichtik. He's right. He said, it's not something like a pshetel. He said a beautiful shtikteire. He's 100% right. Mishum kisufa, she wasn't teveya. Fine. No, he hears from Rav, he's right, finished. Okay. It's nice there. Now we'll see this Yidine, wasn't a portion of the issues of Moira de Kimalomedes. We'll see. So now Rabbi Bashila is right. Laser lahadali peiri demina huyayma ata idna. That means, from when Rabbi Bashila wrote an adrachte, so I then had a right to take the karke. So we'll see in Rashi, there's a machlokes in Bab Metzia, that the minute she has the right to take the karke, it's keilu the karke sos lagabi the peiris. So it seems, that means this whole maisa, let's say 5 years passed till the dust settled. So now, there was an adracht and bezvos and bezven, and he was eating the peiris. So she was there, so she says, no, right, Rabbi Bashila Paskin writes, so now the peiris he was eating from my karke, now he has to pay me peiris for 5 years. Before we go further, let us see Rashi, so we'll understand what's happening a little further. Zogt Rashi, intes achva havoi, she was the wife of his brother, umeis beloi bonim, his brother died without children, v'yoshoim, rafchiya ochiv. Loi ksube v'loi mezoine. I don't know you anything. Damon v'bei saviyya inegoi ve'alat chof heishonim kerabona. Bekasvoi amtoilo mizoyneiseo miyoyim liyoyim. Every day I brought her on my shoulders, a personal delivery. So he says, Onami Mishum Kisufe. So Machmes Hakovet Azeh Shasisala. Such a fine character she talk about. Adrachte Psakdin Ligvois Nachoso Becholashatim. So whenever she finds in the Chosim, she can be Goivik, Negel Ksubosa. Omrole Lerove, so now she told Rove, Lahadeli Peire, Daare. So the peiris of that karke de shir ksubosi, the ochal, he was eating the peiris, miyoyme dichtevli adrachte olayu. Shema oisei hayoyim heim bershusi, they belong to me. The hocham arabe beperk hamavki gabi shumas bezn, if bezn was shama karke lekech meime se ochal peiri, oma rabe, the minute he got the shtar adrachta, before anything else, it's considered his karka legabi the peiris. Abaya Omar mishenechtemo. Abaya said afilu before he got the adrachta. As soon as the edim chasda and the adrachta, he said edim bersumim zochen loy, izoich and the peiris. Rav Omar mechishol miyoy meachasta. Rav said no. After the adrachta, they make a hachoze, and there was a chaz of 30 days. After the hachoze, before she got it yet, then the peiris belonged to him. Fine. Al koponim, she tainted that he owes her peiris from the zman that adrachta was written. Adin yikev esahor. Now let him pay me for the peiris. Omalo, Rove said, ach vili adrachter. Let me see the adrachter. Fine. Chosye. So he saw the adrachter. Vle avekosev bo, vishte meidano, denechosem elu, demisna inu. It doesn't say on the adrachte that we were mevare that these nechosim belong to the mace. That means as follows, that we'll see soon. Rab Chiye had his own kakois, Niyarshint his brother's kakois. Now, she can only be goive from the brother's kakois. The brother's kakois are meshubit for haksube. He yashed the brother's kakois. So the brother's kakois, good, she wasn't meichel the ksubet. So the brother's kakois is meshubet to the ksubet. Rabchi's personal kakois are not meshubet for the ksubet. I mean, he doesn't have to pay up his brother's ksubet. He actually paid up the brother's ksubet. Now, in that rachte, it did not say that she should be goive from the brother's kakois. That rachte said, go to Rabchi's kakois, take. That's what said on the adrachte. Omalo, adrachte lav shapa ksive. It's a apostle adrachte. So you can't, means if it would be written properly, so then you're right. So the minute adrachte was given over to you, the payers belong to you. But it's apostle adrachte. Omrole, so she told him, she was timing with Rove. Tezel adracht. Okay, let's forget about adracht. Abol ishkel miyoyme de shli miyoyme achasta at hashte. But al kaponim, there was a hachroze. After the adracht, we went and picked out a karka. Adracht means I have a right to go and search his karkois. We picked out of a karka. We made a hachroze on the value for 30 days. We got a shume. Was decided that this karka is going to be mine. I didn't take it yet. But after the hachroze was decided, I'm going to take this karka. So from then, he was still eating peiris, Rabchi Yariche. So, al kaponim, those peiris, after the achroz, the adracht, he says, the post adracht, fine. But, give me the peiris al kaponim from after the achroz. Omalo, so Rove told her, hani mili heched lekosiv teuse badrachte. That means, when do you get from the achroze, if it's a good adrachte? Aval heiched achsiv teuse badrachte, leslon bo. So, if it was a apostle adrachte, so the achroze is also worthless. Let us see Rashi. Ishta Moidano Hikalnu Shanachosam Alolu Shekosavnu Adrachta Zu Aleim Shalmei Soyu. We knew that these Nachosim belong to the Meis, Sheshibet Ksube Shalzu Aleya. The Shibet Ksube is on these Kakois. But it didn't say that. So Lav Shapak Sivet. So the Drachta was not written properly. Shenichtavo Al Kol Sode Shalze. The Drachta was written that she can go to all the fields of Rabchiyah. His sodas are not mishubot for your ksuba. Elo oison sheyorash mi bailech. So it's a posel adrachta. So she said, teizel adrachta, the loy shapik sib, forget about adrachta. Oba eshkol peiri, biyoim shematzosi soda mi sodas ameis. I found a soda from the maze. Veresi adrachta shebiyodi lebezn. They went to Bezn. I mean, you found the soda was, who knows where, I went to Bezn, showed them the drachta. Veshamua, and they evaluated how much that soda is worth. Vechizo le lamed yoim, kimishpot. Vafilu le rovet. Rashid brought down before you the machloikis. When the zeichen the peiris, Rabbi says, mishas mitbot adrachta liyodi. Abai says Mishenechtemon, and Rove says after I'm a Beimachros, the Filu Rove, the more Koycha Lekech Tvei bePekamavkin, aber Amoyde the Mechi Shol Meyeme Achras the Ochel Lekech Peiri, but after the Achros, the Lekech eats the Peiris. So Rove told our Heichad Adrach the Betoish Ksivelei Zechisa Bo Adamotar LeYodoch. Shrei mikoyach adrachta shemua bezn v'chisa. That means that bezn made a hachose. Bezn made a hachose because you showed bezn this adrachta. So bezn sees adrachta, so they make a hachose. But if the adrachta is apostle adrachta, so the whole hachose is also worthless. Fine. But she's not finished. So let's go further. She was a mishuna dikeboki, this woman. V'amaru da'omar, so she asked him further, Achayis tor seferu. You hold Rove was the dad. You hold Achayis tor sefer. So what does Rashi say? V'amaru da'omar bepeik shnai moichsin. You hold Achayis tor seferu. Shtar she'ein boy Achayis, doivim nechosim ishabodim. That if there's no Achayis on the shtar, because the Malva can still be dead in the Chosim Shabbatim. Shalei Hilva Zem Mois Elaba Chai Shibun Nechoso. If a person lends money, he's either lending that his Nechosim should be Meshubit. Why doesn't it say in the Shtar? So Rava said, Vaseifa Tor. The Seifa forgot to write it in. Ochenami, so she said, Bezn Sivu the Seifa Lichteva Drachta Igenes. I mean, Bezn, they were said to write a good adrachta, but who toy? And the Seifa made a toys. Like Kosav Ishta Meidane, he didn't write that we know this is the Nechosim of the Meis. Avakel Yoidim Shal Nichtival Nichzea Meis. Aber ich meine, versteht sich, der adrachta is only the Nichzea Meis. So Memele, so listen, it's a good adrachta. Don't pass on the adrachta so quickly. She knows how to handle with these Talmidei Chachamim. A priest, when a Talmud Chacham, you have to enlighten them. Say also, yeah, Achayis Tor Sefer. Omar lo Rove, so Rove told her, Boholek Lameim Tor Sefer. No. Don't be medame. What I said by a shtar halvo to this adrachta. The boho over here, fill a rabbi bar shila toy. No. Rabbi bar shila, if you don't see that it doesn't say ishtar medane, we have to be toyle, that rabbi bar shila toy. Mikore hu sover hani vahani dideyu. He held. What's the chilik? All these karkois belong to Rabchia. Karka A and B, he asked from the brother, Karka C and D is his own Karka. But all these Karkois are now his. He has to give her a Karka. Now, is there a chilik if Rabbi Chiya will give her a kake A and B or C and D, he has to give her a kake. Between you and me, if he'll give a kake C and he'll keep kake B, so it's a psachilik. Lemaise, hani vahani didainu, mali mahani, mali mahani. So the Sheet of Mekabetzes explains like this. To say Achai is to a Sefer is only when I know 100% there isn't a Malve who will lend money without Achaias. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're lending money, you shouldn't write Achaias in the Shtar. So that's facts of life. So Memele, so now Abba in the Shtar doesn't say Achais. So you wanna slug up logic with a Shtar? Achais to Sefer. But over here it's not Muchach that there was a to Sefer. Could be Rabbi Bar Shila held. Lamaisa or Karka A, B, C, D belong now to Rabbi. He has to give her one Karka. So he said, go take it, don't take any Karka. Malihani, Malihani. Velohi. And he made a big mistake. That means, between you and me, Lechere, it could be like that. That means, if things would go straight, Take, let's say, the A and B belonged to is Meshubit, C and D belongs to Rabbi Chiya. Let's say all four kakois are worth the amount of the ksubit. He gives her C, and what's the difference if you want to pay her money? I'll give her C. If he's masking to give her C, and so she'll take C instead of B, is echnish gefelach. But to write an adrachte that she's entitled to take C, you can get into very hot water and very big bizyonis. Why? Zimnin the Oslo or Meshapchalu, you know what can happen? You have such an adrachte, so she'll go in Bigoyve Karkasi, and she'll be mashbiach karkasi. You know, she took it, she had an adrachte, she took it, she be mashbiach it. 10 years, she made out this karkasi. Leila, leila. Moiradik. Udebaila. And karka B, which belongs to her husband, michsefi. That means the yorshim there are just, they have a gewaldike metzia over here. She took karkasi, which really she's not entitled to take Karka C. She's Mashbichit. Karka B, which she's entitled, the Yoshim have no interest to build it up, and Karka B will go down the drain, will become Mixtafi, will become worth less. Now, after 10 years, they come over to this Almone, they'll tell her, Shkil Didoch, Vahav li didi. So I'll come over to her and say, you know, this is my karka, this wasn't Meshubit to you, I got news for you. It's a beautiful karka, we'll give you, no one ever told you to be Majibiyachit, so Yerid Shalei Bishus, Yodi Al Tachtayne, we'll give you a little bit of tzor, so we'll take this karka. And now let me just show you, your karka, this is karka, B is your karka, here it is, Nebuch, no one's taking care, we're not supposed to take care of your karka. So here's your karke. We'll take back this karke. You know what people talk? That's the yonim. That's the seichel. That's the intelligence. Pchodim. So memele, such an adrachte is posel. Less man the polik. So memele, there's nothing what to be goyver. Zot Rashi. Behor Rabbe Bavshila Shatsiva Lichtem Lichadrachte To Vesovo Shatidve Minachosim Shaloi. He was under the impression that she could be given from your Nachosim. And what's going to be? The Oslo Meshapchalu the Soda Shishamala Bezen, with the Baila Michsefi Shaloi Ashbichem Ayere, Shehu Batuach. Why should he be Mashbich Vakat? She Yarzvi Keche Shaloi Miyoto. So Mamela, so don't tell me a chayis to a sefer. This is a posel adrachte. So Mamela, You're not zeichen anything, not even after the Yimei Achosa. Let us see Taisvis. Hochi Garsin Osa Lakami de Rabbe. The Rabbe, now, we have a Girsa Osa Lakami de Rabbe. Now, Rashi had brought down, there's a Machlekes, in Bob Metzi and Perka Mafkid, from when do they get the Peres? Rabbe holds Mishas Tamota Adrachtali Yodei, Rabbi holds a fellow before, Mishas Shenechtamu, and Rabbe holds from the Yemach, after the Yemach Chos. Now, she came and she won the Peres from the Adrachte. So, if she was coming to Rove, so the whole thing doesn't make sense. How can she come to Rove and ask him, Usman Adrachte, this woman who Bob Metzi inside out, so Mimele, so she can't come to Rove, so Kochach Begeiris Rabbe. Hochi Gersin in Osir Lekami de Rabbe. The Rabbe mi Boilei, because Rabbe holds, Lomed de Peirem, Yem Lechsiva Adrachte, the Hochi Svirla Le Rabbe, Pepeka Mavkit. So we have to be Geiris Rabbe. Miu midika omre v'hamaru da'oma achayis ta'asoyva, the last kash achayis ta'asoyva, who nirad the gasina rove, the rove da'omoche pekam de bo metziye. So we're stuck. Umatzina lameima, de shaper goris rove, we're taki Geiris Rabbe. Vahide komrelei lezel belahader peire mena huyoyme dechsiva drachta adidna, he omre came. But that was her shtik teire. She said that the peires belong from the drachta. Avala rovele svirele hoche. That she knew there's a shita that holds, yaman from the drachta. Avala rovele svirele hoche. So my male rove could have told the rabbits and, you're by the wrong dying. But the Rabbi does not like that. Umay de komala rov achvili adrachta, nirali lav mishum di avishape ksiva adrachta, lehedem a yemid ksiva adrachta. Not that, listen, I'll give you, just let me see if that adrachta is a good adrachta. Umishum di le ksiva adrachta, shapir, lemachayvel du repair, afil michishol mi yemid achaste, kibede betois ksiva adrachta kedemasik. Faket, he wanted to say, listen, not what you want to pay is, Mishas the Mota Drachtel Yodas Tamzenish Dovos Sered. That means Schuldik, we don't paskin like Rabbi. I paskin like myself that you only get it. But I wanna see that drachte if you'll be able to get the payers from after Shomi Mechos. Hadron Aloch Hanoise. Look the Mishnah Baita. Shnei Daine Xeris Hoyu Birushaloim. There were two Dine Xeris. What exactly Dine Xeris means, Rashi says, Beforish Bigmore. Admoin v'chanon ben Avisholim. Chanon oimer shnei dvorim. So Rashi says, Chanon oimer shnei dvorim, shloi hoyu chachomim moidim lo. He said two things which was debatable. Admoin oimer shiva. Now we're going to go what I think Chanon said. We'll see. Misha holach l'mdines hayom. Yeah, this is Chanon. Misha holach l'mdines hayom. A person went away l'mdines hayom. V'ishtoi tevas mezainis. She comes to Bezden. Husband away to l'mdines hayom. She needs mezainis. Now the shaila is, was he matvis tzori? Did he take care of her? Is Chanon oimer tishove b'soif loy tishove b'tchilo. Chanon said that Deval, let her take mezainis, don't make an asik about it. Later, when the husband will die and she'll mondik subit, then will be mashbia her if she has anything from her husband's and her issues. But now give her mezainis. As she says, tishove b'soif, kshishmu boy shemeis, v'tavi ligbe subos, atish bashla ikve biyodam ishal bay laklo. V'nei kahanim gdeilim, nechlu al v'nei kahanim gdeilim, v'omru tishova b'tchile, u'besayif. No, now she's running b'zaynis, so let us swear that he was a matvis srori. If he'll die, she wants the Monday Ksubi. She'll nachem or she'll swear. Omar Rabbi Doise ben Arkinas kedivraim. Omar Rabbi Yechen dawat atishove betchilo besayif. Omar Rabbi Yechen ben Zaka yof omar chana leitishove ela besayif. What is the Taisvis? Shnei deine gzeiris hoyu birushaloyim. Admoin v'chanon ben avisholim. Sektoisves hochi geires rabbeinu tam. That means, in other Mishnais, it said avsholim. So rabbeinu tam said, no, hochi geires rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu tam was geires avisholim. Ola rabmei adome v'perik chelik v'avsholim ein lechelik loilam abo. So how would someone give their son's name Avsholom? Amrinem b'yume v'perek hamamune v'shem rishoyim yirkov toloi maskinam b'shmayo. So memele, they would never have given, that means Hanon's grandfather would never have given his son a name Avsholom. Avisholem, Shem Odom. There's such a name as Avisholem. Kedersiv, it says on the side, Shemim Emacha Bas Avisholem. Fine. So Memele, so this the Benetam made a Gilsa. Bochi Nami, Hoda Ome Perikama de Shabbos, Shevno Ish Yerushalayim. Loigarsin in Shevno, Elo Shechno, Shachno. The Shevna Rosh Ahava. How can be someone called Shevna? Shevna was a Rosh. V'yesh meforish the trei Shevna hoyu. We'll see that there are two Shevnas. D'chsiv b'Yeshaya. Now, in Yeshaya Chov Beis, it says as follows. Ko yamar Hashem Tzvokis. Leich bo'ala seichen hazeh. Now this Shevna was Mamuna on the base of Itzvahs. El Shevna asher ala bayis. Uchsiv ba'asrei malach opoi hine metaltaloch. And it says Merdeka onshim. Hey mashme shoho yorosha. And we'll see later, because what did the Shevna do? The Shevna was a traitor. They were surrounded by Sancheret. And Shevna went and shot out an arrow to Sancheret. He said, Shevna v'siyate were coming out, we'll make shalom with you. And Chizkiya doesn't want to make shalom. But he was a mamash traitor, Shevna, and that's what this Nebu is going on. So that's one Shevna. V'ach of kosov b'soif. Vayihi kishmoya melech Chizkiyo. Agansa Maisa, they were surrounded by Sancherev, and he heard it was a bitter geschäft. Vayikras begodov, vayiskas besak, vayovi beis Hashem, vayishlach es al yokim asher al abayis, vashemna soifer, vizignei ha'om miskasim besakim. They sent him to Shaya Hanavi. That means a bit of mice. It's they sent to Yeshaya. Now, so this Shevno, there was Miskasim Besakim, and thus, he was a shliach that was sent to Yeshaya and Novi as a lepiston Yeshaya. Erei mashme the Shevna achino hoya. There was another Shevno. This one was absolute like a tzaddik. So Memela, so Lachaira, we don't have to be Geira Shechna, we can be Geira Shevna, and then, there's two Shevnas, was a Shevna Rosh and Shevna Tzadi. Lav Milsi, Duhu Nami Shevna Rishin, Ve Mugdam Amurucha, De Bar Kochoch Ahu Basche Dohoyo Bemaise De Sanchev Rosh Ahab. The Shevna was in the times of Sancheret was a Rosh, and Amrinin Shesholach Sancheret. Shevna v'siyata hishlima. We'll make shalom with you. We're coming out, we're going to make shalom with you. Chizkiye b'siyatei lo yishlimu. Usherotze lotze isu b'siyatei chutz l'chaymen. He wanted to take a dessert, Chizkiye. So he went out chutz v'd'chaymen. He wanted to make sholem with Sancheret. Yotze hu t'chiles. He was the first one to go out. Ubo Gavriel v'sogar adela. So Gavriel went and shut the door. The whole guy Sancheret, and Sancheret killed him. He said, he wrote him, he's coming out with a, we're coming out with a, with a, with a big chalik of Klal Yisrael. We want to give up, want to make shalom with you. He came out alone. So Sancheret killed him. Ba'oz nisnabe olav yishayne shemetaltaloch. Afo gav the hochi korele seifer, vahosom alabais, mikolok mechatu. It's no, it's the same shevna. So memelis, we have to be geiris and shabbish, shechna, not shevna. Vereminu. So the Gemara says, Alesh you akash. We learned a baraisa. Now here it says in the Mishnah, Shnei dainig zeiris oyu birushalayim, admoin v'chonon ben abisholom. We learned a baraisa, Shloisha dainig zeilois oyu birushalayim, admoin ben gadoi, that's admoin, v'chonon amitzri, another daim, v'chonon ben abisholom. So it says, so we have here two problems. Kashe tlas atrein. We have this. Here it says there were three dainim. There it says there were two. Kashe gzeirois agzeilois. And here it says daini gzeiros. And here it says daini gzeilos. And before we go further, let us see Taisus. So Taisus is a beautiful kashe. Kashe tlas atrein. Kashe gzeilois agzeiros. Vim taima adarabe. Igzeilo ugzeiro trei milininu. That means, dein igzeiris means there were the yonim and knosis. Dein igzeilis means there were the yonim and gzeilis. So this was, there were specialists in those days. These are gzeiris, these are gzeilis. Is if it's trei milininu, is tlosa trei leikoshe. The dein igzeile have it tlosa. That means there were three dainig gzeilos. If you had a gezeldike problem, you could go to all these three. Dainig gzeiros lehava letrei. But two of these three had another job. They were dainig gzeilos. Gzeiros. That means when it came to Knossos, he came to these two. These two had two jobs. There were dainig gzeiros and gzeilos, and there was another dainig gzeilos. Vama Rebbe, Chode, the ene svore shtele dain echot shtei schores. They didn't give two jobs, two posts, to the same dain. The kama anoshim chashuvim hoyu birushalayim, shahoyu yuchel mlamed lachol schores, so many choshuvim people in Yerushalayim, you have to give one person two posts. He's the minister of gzeilis, he's the minister of gzeiris. Shem shemayim. There's enough people to give kibudim to. Vo'oit, ila echad mehem havishtei sroris, lechanan amitzri hoyu liyis, shoho yechoshev yoysim mechan ben avishong, meshepir shabenetam, that's the next toisvis. So if anyone deserves two posts, chanan amitzri. Now chanan amitzri, in the Mishnah, he's not mentioned. He's only mentioned with dining zeilis. So forget, these two had two posts, and he's more choshev than you only had one post. So. Zog the Gemara. Bishloim etlas atrein leikash. The choshev leiktoni. So we'll see the Taisis to pshatim. But let's say about the choshev leiktoni, that means the Mishnah is speaking about the Choshevet. Let's say the Choshevet like Tony, speaking about the Choshevet Dayonim. The two Choshevet Dayonim. The Barais is speaking about, it wasn't so Choshev, but so that's why he included, Chanan HaMitzri. The Choshevet like Tony. Alexeiris, Agzeilis Kash. Oma Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, no. Shoyegoizrim gzeirois al gzeilois. Kedisnan kitmo netiyem Rav Yoisi oimer goizre gzeire shibirishalayim oimrim netiye bas shnoso shtei kesef. Bashteishonim arba kesef. Now let us see Rashi. Admaim ben gadoi goizre gzeiris knosois. Kitmo netiya kalsine bababakam. Now kitmo netiya dachsa means if they broke a netiya, and netiya means a sapling, a new tree, they broke it. Gabi beheimo shenichnesa loshus hanizik vehiziko. Kitmo netiya silon kamin shamin oiso. Means the behemoth went to Yanim's field, he planted a new tree, and the behemoth went and, was regal mustome, shushanizik, reis, and they broke it, so they made knosses. So, a 1-year-old tree, shtei kesef, shtei mois. A 2-year-old tree is arba kesef. I'd like to speak a few minutes about something I was nesoira from this Gemara. The Gemara says, it's no kasha gzeireis and gzeileis. But the pshat is, shehoyu goizrim gzeireis al gzeileis. That means, these dayonim were miyuchet to be goyza gzeirois al gzeilois. That means they made special knosses for gzeilois. And where do we see such a thing? The more brings a marshal that a behemoth was koitim and a tia, and they made a knas. This is gzeirois al gzeilois. So first I had a ore. L'chayre, this is not gezel, this is mazik. L'chayre, if you would ask us, there's a difference in translation. Gezel means I take for myself. Yena loses, but I'm taking, that's a gazlan. A mazik means I'm not gaining and he's losing. And we're speaking, the Gemara gives a marshal of mazik, and the Gemara calls this gezel. That was a shtickle ha'or I had. So I wanted to say that the Rabbeinu Yoine, in the beginning of Masechtas Avos, he says a very interesting lashon: Harei kosuv loy sigzil v'chol nizokin bechlal. Amirdik Rabbeinu Yoine, that he says that he's speaking about atayr shebal pez about everything. There's one lav of loy sigzil v'chol nizokin bechlal. So, if a mazik is nichlal and gezel, fine. Even though I'm not taking it for myself, a mazik is also nichlal and gezel. But I had another ha'ore, so that I could understand. If I'm mazik someone's heifetz, so it's like a gazel, just like a gazel is being mechase from Yena. So I'm also a gazlan, I'm also being mechas, I'm not taking it for myself. This also nichlal leisigzel. You shouldn't be mechaser bein aidei gzeile, bein aidei hezik. Fine. But over here, he didn't do anything. His behemoth went in, it was mazik. So why do you call this gzeileis? What did I do? I'm a chuyiv to pay a niske behemtoi, but why did the Gemara call this Goizrei Gzeilois? Why is this called Gzeilois? I'm a Gazlan. I'm a Mazik. I'm a Chuyiv to pay. Niske Behemtoi. So I'd like to say something. Perhaps it's Kov Lemes. It's debatable, but could be it's Kov Lemes. There's a Chakire Rab Shimon, Chedushe Rab Shimon, in the beginning of Baba Kama. Rav Shimon Klerz HaShaila, What is pshat? That if a person is a behemoth, the behemoth is mazik, that the baal behemoth has to pay. So Rabbi Shimon says you can learn two ways. One way you can learn, I'm responsible for ma'aseh behemtai. That means you mechuyif to pay. Your behemoth was mazik, you mechuyif to pay. That's the chiddush haTorah. The second pshat, Rabbi Shimon says, no. If I own a behemoth, I'm mechuyif to watch it. And if you didn't watch it, so you are misaviv. Because of you, the hezek happened. You're responsible. You mechuyif to watch your behemoth. Shmiros on alecho. You didn't watch it, so you mechuyif to pay for not watching it. Now, dachsechmeh, I would like to bring two rayas to the second tzad. Rashi and Bobekamah daftesam at base says pshat. Rashi has two pshatim in the Mishnah, but the first pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. The Mishnah says, "Kol shechafti b'shmirosoi, hichsharti es niskoi. I'm a chuyif to watch it, hichsharti es niskoi." So Rashi says, "Kol shechafti b'shmirosoi, shenischayafti l'shoimrei. If I'm a chuyif to watch it, im hizik." Hichsharti v'zimanti oisai hezek shaloi shemalti v'yofet. So it would seem from the Lashon of Rashi that the lomdus is, I'm the mazik. I was mesaviv the mazik. Hichsharti v'zimanti oisai hezek. I was mechuyev to watch it. I'm responsible to watch it. If I didn't watch it, that hezek came through me. I once had another horeb. There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. A very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Yesh potor al maisei shoiroi v'chayiv al maisei atzmai. There's a case if his shoi was mazik, he's potor, and if he's mazik, he's chayiv. So the shoiroi shesimo es ein avdoi. And then it says, Fakert, sometimes he's chayim amaisi shoyre, impotor amaisi atzmai. Shoyre shesimo esein avdoi potter. If his shoyer took out an iron from his eviknani, his potter doesn't have to send them lacheris. Vuhu shesimo esein avdoi chayet. If he took out the eye, he's chayet. So the Mishnah is telling us, yesh shep Potter al maisei shoyrei v'chayiv al maisei atzmai. So I asked a moiridike kasha. When the shoyer takes out the eye from the Eved Knani, you know why he's potter? Because the shoyer didn't take out, because the Eved doesn't belong to the shoyer. That's why he's potter. If he would do what the shoyer did, he'd also be potter. If he would take out someone else's eye from someone else's eved, he'd take out the eye, he'd also be potter. What is pshat in the Mishnah? He's potter on Maisa Shoyer. You know why? Because the shoyer took out, the eved doesn't belong to the shoyer. That's why he's potter. It's a psalom de sheshe potter on Maisa Shoyer, b'chayv on Maisa Yatzmai. But if we say pshat, that if you mechuyev v'shmire and you're not shoyme, so it's called you did it. That's why you're mechuyev. So memela sobshat is the eved lost his eye through me. Hichshati is niskoy. So there'd be a svarit to say that he should go out lecheres. So the Mishnah, no, even though it's hichshati v'zibanti is niskoy, aber poter amayse shoyre. That's a din and tashlum in the zokin, but that he should go out lecheres. That's dafkif. You are moitzi einay. You are simes einay. The shayr now. Al kaponim, we brought two rayas to the second yisod. Shimon holds like the first yisod. But al kaponim, we brought two rayas to the second yisod. That in yisod it's called that the bailim through that he wasn't shaymer. His mom and Amazik, so the Bailam is called Amazik. So Memela, so that's why we can understand Goizrei Gzeilois. That means, so the Gemara says a marshal that the share was mazik, because Lamaisa the Rabbeinu Yehuda said a mazik is a gazlan, and a person who doesn't watch his share is also a gazlan. So Mamela, they were geizrei geizelois.